Agenda item number eight, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2018 strategic plan and financial forecast by Jim Forte and David Thompson.
We'll come back to you in July with our formal adoption of our strategic plan and our financial plan. Just wanted to remind you of the elements of our strategic plan. You adopted the current strategic plan back in July of 2016. Mission statement and guiding principles are shown here. And here are our primary goals. In your packet, you should have had the complete strategic plan, which included the objectives that are populated underneath these goals, as well as the strategies that help us perform those against those objectives. The primary elements that will be amended when we bring the strategic plan back to you in July will be the strategies, which will reflect those activities that we anticipate funding in the new budget. Again, in your packet was a document that represented the strategic plan. I can answer any questions you might have on that right now. And we'll have a formal presentation again in July when we adopt it. No questions, David. No question. David Thomas.
Okay. At this time of the year, I bring to you the preliminary FY18 budget as well as the five-year plan. The assumption here is that you'll get a chance to see the numbers. If you have any questions or issues or something like that that you have between now and July when you adopt the plan itself, you can always get back with Phil, and Phil can forward those questions to me for your answers. First look is to take a look at the 18 revenue assumptions. To be conservative, we have not included the interruptible water contracts. Remember, those get approved in October, and then the contracts are made afterwards. Also, the system operation permit has been approved, but we're still waiting on the drought study to firm up the quantities, and then we still have to go through the contract process. So I've not included that water as well. The long-term system billings, we have 365,000 acre feet that we're going to be billing out in the plan. I had reduced it by 6,900 acre feet, and this is because we're still in discussions with Abilene. They are interested in the water, but we don't have a contract yet. The other thing is LCRA. We have 25,000 acre feet of water. We're under contract for 22,000. There is another 3,000 acre feet that we're still in discussions with Georgetown, but we still don't have contracts on that. And then the last is I am using a $2.7 million of rate stabilization reserve. And that is to basically keep the rate from 72 to 74 within my 3% goal. And that is part of the plan, and that's the plan I had from 17 as well. For expenses, we're using the $2.1 million for an employee cost index, $2.9 for the merit pool, that's 5%, which is on year-on-year is about what we do for each year. We are adding six new net headcounts in the FY18 budget. And then the system operation permit cost is going to move from a capital project into the O&M expense. So taking a look at the five-year plan, the estimates, you can kind of see that revenues are pretty much staying flat across the year. We do have a spike in there in 2021, and that is we have some non-system rate conversions to a full system rate revenue. Also, we do have some operating programs increased in 18, and these are programs that are short-term, they're studies, they're assessments. These are programs that are not building to our capital infrastructure. But we do have, it does go back down to more normalized, about $2 million per year. In capital projects, we do have quite a bit of money being spent. And this is related to Allen's Creek. We also have limestone infrastructure repairs on the Tanner Gates, and that's what building these numbers out here. And then we are planning on starting to borrow money in 2019. and then the rate stabilization reserve. Now, this is a busy slide, but gives you at least the rates, and you can see the percentages. I'm trying to stay within the 3%. We do have this 37,000 acre feet conversion, which does have a drop down here. Also, I want to talk a little bit that we, with these setting these rates, we can meet our debt service coverage test of 1.3, and we can also meet our reserve test, which is the board policy reserves that we have to stay in line with. And then the last one is basically taking a look at the changes from 17 to 18. Talked a little bit about this. 1.5 million of this is related to salaries and benefits and the net headcount increase. We also talked a little bit about the operating programs increase for 18 and then the rate stabilization reserve. That will give us basically going from 72 to 74, which is about a 3% increase.
David, on the previous slide, our operating capital declined significantly. Doesn't it?
Our operating what now? Oh, the previous.
Ah, there it is. We're 68 million, is that what I'm seeing now?
Yes.
And we declined down to 18 million.
Correct.
That within itself does not justify a greater rate increase?
Yes.
These numbers include a rate increase or not?
These numbers do include a rate increase.
I'm sorry.
These include the rate increases here.
Is that enough?
I'm trying to be responsible and trying to keep, you know, with our expenses and stuff, and keep the rates around a 3%. Remember, we're not including things like interruptible water and the system op permit, so we don't know what those impacts will have in the future.
Okay. So your question is, what's more important, keeping his variance between that 3% or having more working capital, right? And that's what you're pointing out.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's hard to justify when you have 106 million in reserves, one.
Right.
Two, if you look across the state right now at all the people, whenever you get a 3% increase in something, they're raising cane. I mean, they're going to sue. Look down at Lake Conroe. I mean, their people are rioting in the streets because they don't want, they feel like that they're being taxed enough. So this is a balance, and it says we're going to have to answer the mail. Y'all are going to have to answer the mail, and I think the simple way is we need to live to fight another day to be able to produce water in an investment, in an environment, which you're going to see in the next thing, when we go into closed session, about how do you acquire water with all the rules, and how do you acquire water with the muscle thing going on? How do you acquire the water with not in my backyard? How do you acquire the water with the difference between water supply and recreation? I mean, it's a full-time job. And trying to satisfy the constituency in each one of those things is very difficult. The politicians have a heck of a time. You know, if you worship the God that says, let's do what's best for the community and to get more, that dog doesn't hunt. That dog doesn't hunt. So it's a very difficult environment to try to make progress and to plan and do all those things.
David, if I may, I think management, we've done a good job keeping our system rate cost low. It has been a concern of mine as well, that I think everybody knows that there's no easy water in our state, and we've had huge population growth. It's going to continue to be a challenge, even though our lakes are full today. It's something we've got to continue to plan for. I think you all have done a great job in that respect. And I certainly hear what you're saying, Phil. It is very delicate. I do have a question about the self-insurance reserve.
Right.
I noticed that's staying constant. Can you remind me of what that is?
That was a board-established reserve.
Okay, so it's not. I don't see it increasing at all. And
no. It was basically set by the board at $5 million. No, we have not. So I don't think we've ever done that. No.
Didn't I see where we have $23 million of commitments, but have not been funded at this point? In the am I missing something? Seemed like we had some projects that we've not funded that were deferred or delayed.
Right.
And that was the number I remember.
Correct.
Is that part of the capital, working capital?
Yes.
In other words, that would come out of the working capital.
Right.
And that's the reason for the decline in the working capital in the next 12 months.
And if we don't spend the money, then it goes back into the working capital.
Good.
As directors, I think it would be good if you could just give us a little chart that shows the different water rates for BRA, LCRA, sure. The SAWS Water District, and that sort of thing, so that if we get approached by people saying complaining, just sort of show them what other regions are paying for water. Right. I think we got to be one of the cheapest, right. If not the cheapest.
The one that I put in there was LCRA, which is 45.
So okay. We're half as much as there.
Right.
But if I recall, like the SAWS water that's coming out of the groundwater district in Post Oak, Savannah, at Milam County, is like $1,600 is their projection per acre foot.
Wow. Yeah, no, we can get that for you.
I think it'd be useful.
Let me be clear. Between 2018 and 2019, you have a missing line with projects that made that number go from 42.7 down to 29.9?
Correct.
Okay, it's just it's there somewhere, we just don't have it, because it would be very much clearer if you had another line that showed it.
But it's right here too.
Well, yeah, it's there, but what?
It's made up of the capital projects we're going to have to spend.
It's that one?
This is one of the decrease, and then basically our operating expenses too.
Okay.
You said related to Allen's Creek?
Yes. It's, and then we also are rebuilding the Tanner Gates at Limestone. That's a big chunk of money, too. And then you can see out here, this is almost all Allen's Creek.
Okay. That line, it was not on that other sheet, and I was trying to go from one to the other one, and it didn't jive at all.
The main purpose of this is just to show that we're meeting the reserve test, mm-hmm. and basically the debt service coverage, mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. But in here is really the flow of your working capital starting here. And you can see these are the expenses and stuff leading down to the net working capital.
But I want to be sure those are real projects we're going to do.
That's all.
Those are not. But it's Allen Creek, so we need it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And there's other repairs in these numbers of other infrastructure out there as well.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I got one more. Go to the next. Is it your next slide? That one. Where you show us 2.1, 2.8, 2.2. Why wouldn't we go 3%?
Here.
If that's the magic number. Why wouldn't we just go 3% on all of them and not go that low number?
And we can do that by using the rate stabilization reserve to raise it back up to 2%. And then that would stay in line with the percentages up there.
I mean, it just seems like you're losing some money.
Okay.
Because you're forcing that number when you really need to force it to the 3% or near that 3%. That's just my thought, because if you leave it on the table, you can't go back and get it.
Right. We just have a large...
You need to go up around closer to 3% on all of them, and then I know it makes our money come up a little bit, but it's not going to be that much, but it's big numbers when you start
right.
talking about 2% less.
The total goal is to try to continue to grow the rates.
Yeah.
As we get further out here, and maybe I need to show that in another slide in July.
Yeah, I know we're going to.
We don't want the hockey stick of the rates going up as Allen Creek and some of these others kick in there too.
And it's reasonable to keep it down if we can.
Right.
But I'm just thinking that in this case, we're bringing our ending capital down to some numbers that we could have it a little higher than that and keep money in our reserves or keep it wherever we keep it to keep from getting too far down.
Anybody else?
You mentioned just a minute ago maybe going out a little further. I've got a similar kind of question on Allen's Creek. I understand at some point it's going to begin to generate revenue, but it looks to me like we're paying for it now. And my question is, what's the impact on the rate structure as we go in?
And that is something I need to show in July to show you how the rates impact against the expenditures. But the lake is not to be completed until 2025,
right?
Or start the construction and then
hopefully construction will start 2022,
right? And completed in 2025, and then we'll start seeing after that the income coming back in for that. But during that period, our rates will then start climbing.
Sure, go ahead.
Mr. Lattimore, we have access to a number of different financing tools, not only our own, the way we structure our own debt, but also the Water Development Board has some programs that defer principal payments out for the first decade that you make that loan. We fold those into our long-range financial planning to soften those rate increases and make sure that we don't have spikes and valleys.
Okay. Thank you.
But I'll take a look at that for the July board meeting, especially on this piece here, or on the other one here. Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you, David.
You betcha.